Okay, today we're going to do Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis of Maseches Beis, but we left off on Chav Dalet Amud Aleph at the Mishnah toward the bottom of the page. So we were discussing trapping animals on Yom Tov. So when an animal gets trapped on its own, nevertheless, it's still going to be a problem of Muktzah, because if it wasn't designated or trapped from before Yom Tov, it might be an issue of Muktzah. So says the Mishnah, Mitzudos Chayvav Adagim Sha'asan Meir of Yom Tov. Let's say you set up a trap from before Yom Tov, and then on Yom Tov you've come and you see an animal in the trap on Yom Tov. So lo yitol mehen bi Yom Tov, elim ken yodeh shen itzol demer of Yom Tov. You're not allowed to take the animal from that trap on Yom Tov unless you know that the animal was in that trap from before Yom Tov. Umaisa b'nachriyach chevi dagim l'Rabbi Gamliel. One time, a certain nachri brought fish as a gift to Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Gamliel wasn't sure if they were trapped from erev Yom Tov or not. Va'amar, so Rabbi Gamliel said, mitzad adin mutarin hein. Really mutar on Yom Tov, but I don't want to take it as a matana because I don't like this guy. So it sounds like the Rav Gamliel disagrees with the Tanakama, because the Tanakama would have had a problem even min hadin. He would have said, look, if it wasn't trapped before Yom Tov, it's halachically problematic. So the Gemara asks on the Tan of our Mishnah, Maisa listar, why are you bringing a Maisa to be so sir what you actually said? So Chisuri Mechsa says, no, there's some missing lines in the Mishnah Vachik Tani. This is what the Mishnah really meant to say. Safek muchan asur, Rav Gamliel matir. If you're not sure whether it was already in the trap from before Yom Tov, Tanakama says asur, Rav Gamliel says mutter. And then to support the idea that Rav Gamliel says it's mutter, we bring a maisa. O maisa nami benachriyach shevi dagum. Rav Gamliel v'amar mutarin hein el shein ritzoni lekabel emenu. This exact story happened with Rav Gamliel, where it was a suffolk, and he said, I only don't want to do it, but really, strictly speaking, it is mutter. Amar of Demar Shmuel ein alach Rav Gamliel. We don't paskin like Rav Gamliel, even though we have this maisa that says like Rav Gamliel. We paskin like Tanakama that suffolk muchen is also us. Vika de Masnila, and some say this psak of Shmuel ahodetanya on the following brisa. Safek muchan, if you're not sure whether it was designated from before Yom Tov, Rav Gamliel matav Rabbi Yeshua oser. Rav Gamliel says mutter, Rabbi Yeshua says oser. Amar vidom Shmuel halach Rabbi Yeshua. We passing Rabbi Yeshua that it's oser. So according to the first lashon, Shmuel never said that halach is like Rabbi Yeshua, because it never said in the Mishnah that it was Rabbi Yeshua who argues Rav Gamliel. So therefore he just said ein alach krem gamliel, but now that we have a name to attach to the other side of the machlokas, so we say that alach is like Rabbi Yeshua. Ve'ikad masnila ahad etanya, and some apply Shmuel's psak on the following brisa: shochtin min hanigorin b'yom tov. One is allowed to shecht animals that are found in certain small enclosures on Yom Tov because they're already trapped from erev Yom Tov. Avalo min harishasos min hamechmoros, but he's not allowed to take them from nets and from other types of traps because you're not sure if they were already there from before Yom Tov. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer ba'u mitzad mekul kalim erev Yom Tov. If you went to the place where the traps were spread out and you find that they're all messed up on erev Yom Tov, even though you didn't actually see the animal in the trap, but it looks like the trap had already been used, and then you know that animals had been in there from before Yom Tov, and it's mutter to use those animals in Yom Tov. But if you found that they're first ruined on Yom Tov, then you can rest assured that the animals first got in there on Yom Tov, and meaning assuming that you checked before Yom Tov and these traps were still in pristine condition, but then you check on Yom Tov and now they look already used, so then vasur, and then it's going to be asur. Now, before the Gemara brings up psak halacha, Shmuel's psak halacha, the Gemara is going to explain the sheet of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and question it. Hagbuf akasha. You know, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is fundamentally inherently difficult. Amrit ba'u matzon mekul kol me'erev yom tov b'diyosh me'erev yom tov nitzadu. It says that if you find it all messed up on erev yom tov, you know that the animal's been there from before yom tov. Ooh, so it sounds like taima deba'u matzon mekul kolin, that it's only because you know, you saw that it was messed up. Hasveka asurim, but if you're not sure, then it would be asur. But the name of Seifa, the Seifa goes on to say, Ba'amatan Makul Kalin be Yom Tov, That if you find that it's messed up on Yom Tov, then you know that it was trapped on Yom Tov. Time of the Bama Kukalin. Sounds like it's only because you went and you found it messed up. Hasveka Meir of Yom Tov Nitzadu Mitzarim. But if it were a case of Safek, then you would assume Erev Yom Tov. So it's a steer in terms of what we assume in a case of Safek. So it says Mar Hachi Kamer. No, Rav Shimon Elazar meant to say is as follows. Bama Mitzan Mekulkalin Erev Yom Tov Beyadu Hashem Erev Yom Tov Nitzadu Mitzarim. Certainly, if you find it messed up on Erev Yom Tov, you know that the animal is there from before Yom Tov, and therefore you're allowed to use that animal Yom Tov. Hasveka, but if you're not sure, you didn't come and check and see what's going on Erev Yom Tov, we treat it as if you could assume that it was trapped on Yom Tov, and therefore it's going to be Asur. Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel, Halacha Rav Shimon Elazar, we paskin that a Safek Muchan is Asur. The only way it's going to be mutter is if you found it already, that the trap had been used before Yom Tov. Now, we had said this story of a Nachri who brought fish on Yom Tov to Rav Gamliel, va'amar mutarin him. Rav Gamliel says, really, strictly speaking, they're mutter. Mutarin l'mai. What are they mutter for? Rav amar mutarin l'kabel. You're allowed to take them, because safik muchan, we're not worried about. But eating it is still going to be aser. V'levi amar mutarin ba'achila. Rav Gamliel is even saying you're allowed to eat it, and certainly you're allowed to take it. So Rav and Levi do not hold like Rav and Gamliel, because they pass on like Rabbi Yeshua. They're just trying to explain what Rav and Gamliel actually held. So now we have this machlokas. Did Rav and Gamliel hold you're just allowed to handle them, that they're mutter betiltel, and to be mekabel them, or did he even hold you're allowed to eat them? Amarav, liol malimna adamatzim besam medrash afilu sha'achas. He says, you know, an important lesson. A person should not keep himself away from the Beis Medrash, even for a short amount of time. Because Levi and I were both learning by Rebbe. Kamra lahar shmaita, when Rebbe was saying over this sheet of Ram Gamliel. And you know, in the evening he said that Ram Gamliel had this mutter to eat. But it's safra amar, mutar in the kabel. In the morning he said, nah, not mutter to eat, just mutter to be makabel. So I, who was in the Beis Medrash, so I got to hear the second shear, I know that he held that it was only mutter l'kabel not to eat. But Levi d'lava be midrash lo hadabe. Levi, who wasn't there at the second shear, because he wasn't always in the Beis Medrash, he was absent that day, so he didn't know to change his mind. So the Gemara says, Mesve, Nachri shevi daron l'Yisrael afilu dagim hamefu lamin. If a Nachri brings a gift to a Jew, even moist fish, and you see that that they're from that day. Uperos b'nei yoman, or fruit that was picked that day. Mutarin, they are mutter. So you say, you have to say like Rabbi Gamliel, because he's the one that was makel about this issue. So bishlam l'man yamar mutarin l'kabel shapir. If you say mutarin means that you're allowed to accept it, I understand, because when the Bryce says a mutarin, just means the mukta issue. But eating it, definitely going to be aser. And even though Rabbi Gamliel was only speaking about a safek muchan, so over here we're assuming that when it comes to mukta, even by a vadai eno muchan, Rabbi Gamliel will be makel when it comes to mukta. El madam mutarin b'achila, but if you hold that you're even allowed to eat it, how are you going to understand this brisa of fish and fruit that was from that very day? Peros bnei yoman, mi sharu b'achila, fruit from that day, would anyone say? Would even Rav Gamliel say that it's mutter? So according to Shitas Levi, in his understanding of Rav Gamliel, this brisa is not defendable. So says Gemara L'taymeich, and according to Rav, Peros bnei yoman, mi sharu b'tiltul, if the peros were picked that day, what, are you allowed to be mekabel them? You're allowed to be metaltal them? Certainly not. Ella bekavri da adimi. You have to say that the Bryce is talking about fish that were red, that still had some of the red color. Uperi de kavishi biyarka, and fruits that were pickled with vegetables, they were put in some sort of moist mixture, askin, and that's what we're dealing with. And therefore, you can't say that they were there from that day. It could be there from another day, and they still have moisture. V'maykarlu b'nei yoman, shein ke'in b'nei yoman. Why do we call them b'nei yoman? Because they're similar to b'nei yoman. So now comes along Rav Papa, and he paskins a halacha. Amar Rav Papa hilchse nachri shevidoron l'Yisrael b'yom tov. A non-Jew brings a gift to a Jew on Yom Tov, and you don't know if it was there from before Yom Tov or not. Im yesh me'osa min b'machubar, if he brings fruits or vegetables at a time that those fruits or vegetables are available in the field, attached to the ground, or he brings moist fish where you have to worry that maybe he got it that day, aser. Ule'erev nami asur, and even on yontov they're going to be, even on matzah yontov they're going to be aser, b'kidei sheyasu, for the amount of time that it would take to fetch those things from the fields or from the fish enclosures. But if you cannot find those peros out in the fields now anyway, so these must be old peros, you cannot find fresh fish like that now anyway, then tocha tchum mutter. If you know that that it was brought from inside the tchum, so it's not going to be a problem of muktzah, it's not going to be a problem of being nenda from lechus yom tov at all. But chutz l'tchum, but if you know that he brought them from outside the tchum, also you're not going to be allowed to eat them on Yom Tov, because the haba b'shvil Yisrael zeh mutar l'Yisrael l'acher, and something that was brought for one Jew is mutar for another Jew. When it comes to the issue of tchumen, which is only the rabbanon, we're not as machmir as we are with the other malachos, which are da'oraisa. By other malachos, if a guy does something for one Jew, the chum say that it's also bahana for all Jews. But by the issue of tchumen, we're not going to go that far. If a guy did something for one Jew, we're not necessarily going to answer it for all other Jews as well. Okay, we'll stop there. Bez Hashem, we'll pick up with Amar Rav, Baruch Hu, Amar Rav, next time.